知行英语。Listen and share.
Haunted schoolhouse. 闹鬼的校舍。In the following weeks, I saw many things that would have normally unnerved me a bit. I saw more ghosts than I can count, more than I ever did in childhood. In some ways, it was comforting knowing that I still had this sensitivity, but sad to know that I would always know way more than I ever wanted to. I saw nurses and doctors mostly. Irritatingly enough,It was usually when I was alone. Not that I wanted to share it with anyone. I wouldn't want them to think I was buckling under the pressure. The only time I was ever scared was on the first floor with the red linoleum. About a week before we were due to graduate, I found myself alone on this floor. I always got cold and anxious there. Finally, I saw him. It was strange.I felt the animosity. Believe me, it was almost overpowering. But it was like being in the eye of a raging storm. He was in a Green Army Air Corps uniform. Handsome, angry, dead. I don't know why he chose me as the focal point of his anger. I still don't, but I know that I will never forget that moment. It was...as if time stood still. In that instance, he just stared holes into me. I don't know if it was to show me that he could have done something more, but chose to show benevolence, or if he saw something strong in me, like one warrior sizing up another. We graduated shortly thereafter. As we were marching home, I turned to look at the schoolhouse, and who should I see?But my soldier in the first floor window. Just staring, I haven't thought too much about him since then. But I'm sure we'll meet again when I go back to be an instructor.
接下来的几周，我见到了更多若在平时准能让我不安的东西。我见过数不清的鬼魂，比我童年时见过的还多。一方面我很欣慰地知道我依然还有儿时的敏感，另一方面我得面对自己不愿见到的东西。我最常见到的是医生和护士们，让人气愤的是我见着这些鬼魂的时候通常都是单独一个人的时候。我倒也不想告诉任何人这些事儿，我不想让他们觉得我是屈服于他们的压力了。我唯一一次感到害怕是在铺着红色油毡的一楼。我们毕业前一周的一天，我独自待在这层楼里，在那儿我总感到寒冷焦虑。最后我看到了他，真是很奇怪，我感觉到从他身上传来的很强烈的愤怒感，相信我，那种愤怒的感觉都快将我吞噬了，就像处在暴风雨中的中心似的。他穿着绿色的空军制服，帅气但愤怒。我不明白他为什么选择我做他怒气的宣泄中心，到现在也不明白，但我知道我永远不会忘记那一刻。时间仿佛静止了一般，那一刻他只是死盯着我。我不知道他是不是要向我证明他本来可以做更多的事情，却选择只向我致意，还是他也看到了我的坚强，开始对我惺惺相惜。那之后不久我们就毕业了。当我们向家进发的时候，我转过头看着校舍，唯一看见的就是站在一楼窗口的那个士兵，护送着我的离去。从此，我就再也没有想过他。但我相信，将来等我回去当讲师的时候，我们还会再见面的。
现在，我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。In the following weeks,I saw many things that would have normally unnerved me a bit.
接下来的几周，我见到了更多若在平时准能让我不安的东西。
I saw more ghosts than I can count. More than I ever did in childhood.
我见过数不清的鬼魂，比我童年时见过的还多。
In some ways, it was comforting knowing that I still had this sensitivity, but sad to know that I would always know way more than I ever wanted to.
一方面，我很欣慰地知道我依然还有儿时的敏感，另一方面，我得面对自己不愿见到的东西。
I saw nurses and doctors mostly.
我最常见到的是医生和护士们。
Irritatingly enough, it was usually when I was alone.
让人气愤的是，我见着这些鬼魂的时候，通常都是单独一个人的时候。
Not that I wanted to share it with anyone. I wouldn't want them to think I was buckling under the pressure.
我倒也不想告诉任何人这些事儿。我不想让他们觉得我是屈服于他们的压力了。
The only time I was ever scared was on the first floor with the red linoleum.
我唯一一次感到害怕是在铺着红色油毡的一楼。
About a week before we were due to graduate, I found myself alone on this floor. I always got cold and anxious there.
我们毕业前一周的一天，我独自待在这层楼里，在那儿我总感到寒冷焦虑。
Finally,I saw him. It was strange.
最后，我看到了他，真是很奇怪。
I felt the animosity. Believe me, it was almost overpowering. But it was like being in the eye of a raging storm.
我感觉到从他身上传来的很强烈的愤怒感。相信我，那种愤怒的感觉都快将我吞噬了，就像处在暴风雨中的中心似的。
He was in a Green Army Air Corps uniform. Handsome, angry, dead.
他穿着绿色的空军制服，帅气但愤怒。
I don't know why he chose me as the focal point of his anger. I still don't, but I know that I will never forget that moment.
我不明白他为什么选择我做他怒气的宣泄中心，到现在也不明白。但我知道我永远不会忘记那一刻。
It was as if time stood still.
时间仿佛静止了一般。
In that instance, he just stared holes into me.
那一刻他只是死盯着我。
I don't know if it was to show me that he could have done something more, but chose to show benevolence, or if he saw something strong in me, like one warrior sizing up another.
我不知道他是不是要向我证明他本来可以做更多的事情，却选择只向我致意，还是他也看到了我的坚强，开始对我惺惺相惜。
We graduated shortly thereafter.
那之后不久，我们就毕业了。
As we were marching home, I turned to look at the schoolhouse.
当我们向家进发的时候，我转过头看着校舍。
And who should I see but my soldier in the first floor window, just staring.
唯一看见的就是站在一楼窗口的那个士兵，目送着我的离去。
I haven't thought too much about him since then, but I'm sure we'll meet again when I go back to be an instructor.
从此我就再也没有想过他，但我相信将来等我回去当讲师的时候，我们还会再见面的。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Nerve, N-E-R-V-E,
做动词，指鼓起勇气。
Unnerve,
则指使失去勇气，使失常。
In some ways,
指在某些方面。它的同义词组有 in some aspects, to some extent, 等等。
Way 除了指路，还有情形的含义。Due to
意为因为、由于，但是 be due to do something 则指应该做什么了。
I 在气象学中指风眼，
in the eye of storm 就是风暴的中心。Focal point 意为焦点。Focal 与 focus 是同义词源，意义相近。Stand still 两词经常连用，意为静止不动。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。